Our dictation word, Nasir Latif, N-A-S-I-R, L-A-T-I-F, date of services, 3-18-2024, and date of birth is 10-19-85, date of accident, 8-29-2023. Mr. Nasir Latif allegedly was involved in an automobile accident as a driver, restrained. He was hit into the passenger side front end with collision and leading to some headaches, mild dizziness, pain syndrome affecting the neck and the lower back, along with headaches. The pain also affected his right knee, right ankle, and the left shoulder. He was unable to lift his shoulder beyond 100 degrees and the pain was severe. The neck pain was shooting down to his left arm on an outer side laterally, not affecting the thumb or any finger. And the lower back pain was reported to be radiating to the outer side of the right hip area up to the half of the thigh, but not below the knee. Now these pains have been ongoing. The patient has had a conservative treatment with medication, physical therapy. Currently, he reports his pains are still undergoing to the tune of 8. Lower back pain is 9. Neck pain is slightly resolved. Pain in the ankle is around 8. Hip pain is 8. And the ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review, for additional histories, for the current pain medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 136/81, pulse is 90, pulse ox was not taken. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 2/19/2024, dictation number 0311-017. The plan is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, left shoulder with traction and massage, and also the work restriction at 6 hours, 5 days with 10-pound lifting limit is ordered for him. Home exercise plan, including yoga and heat treatment, including wet heat and infrared, is discussed with the patient. The MRIs that were ordered were discussed with him. He has been advised that he has a history of TBI, L4, L5 disc herniation, and L5, S1 disc herniation is present. He has been advised about cervical disc C23, C34, C45, and C56, C67 disc herniation. He has been advised the role of cervical traction, lower back traction, as well as injection treatment for cervical time 2 and lumbar times 4 has been advised. There is a possibility of bilateral sacroiliac leg joint involvement, for which 2 injections on either side with steroid and Marcan is advised. His left shoulder is also affected as per MRIs, and he has been advised about an injection treatment for his left shoulder also. So far, the patient is reported to be stable, and he has not made up his mind about the injections. He is also advised about spinal cord stimulation device, for which he is again going to think about it and let us know. Thank you.